Okay, so tell me your opinion.
Why they're making you log in?
Yeah.
It's because of Homeland Security. They want you to log in so they know who's doing what, when, where, and what they're talking about. So they can apply their voice layovers, which involve keywords like gun, pistol, powder. They want to know what people are talking about, when they're talking about it, so they can continue to track so-called terrorists and people of militias and other things. And you know as well as I do, people use any means of media. In prison, they'll train mice to send messages from one cell to another.
If there are mice in that prison.
Yeah, if there happen to be mice in that prison, and you know goddamn well there's rats in there.
I've never been to a prison, so I don't know.
Well, I've seen a few, but and I know that
okay,
people
wait.
Will find, okay, World War I, World War II, the British used pigeons as messengers. And then the Germans caught on to that, said, no, we're going to train hawks to kill them and eat them.
Okay, so I know that part, but...
So, in a sense, this is the same thing, only in an electronic form.
Okay, so the whole thing with the internet, and it was voting on who gets to control the... Because it's already Comcast, and I forgot who else.
Oh, the big businesses get priority. They don't get control, but they get priority over all the little guys.
So then if you start making a website that you have, you close it so that only members... Oh, so it'd be like when you see it on SBU and they go, well, we can't tell you who our members are because it's against our...
Electronically herding people into corrals so that they can monitor people more closely. And I can't say it any more plain than that.
I never looked at it that way.
Really? I didn't. I think it's, it boils down to the money.
It does boil down to money. How can you control more money is not only monitoring what people say, do, and think, but you control their money when you can control them into a corral. And therefore, you get a better demographic of what's going on in each little corral.
Wow, that's really good.
Skynet. The machine corral people.
And it's the
people.
End of the world. Why is it? Why are people surprised this is happening? I don't know. All of the it basically boils down to, if your belief system is correct, then the end of the world is shortly around the corner within, what, the next decade?
What's in the next 20 years?
Yeah, the next 20 years. So why are people going, oh, no! You knew it was going to happen.
You know it's going to happen at some point.
So people like you who believe in God...
Yeah, you'll find us on a mountain somewhere, back in the woods, with our rifles.
Drinking your Kool-Aid?
Drinking our brand of Kool-Aid.
No, but But isn't it your responsibility to pray for those that are lost?
Yes. And those that are doing evil.
And you're supposed to be rejoicing also in the fact that your Christ is coming back to get you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that you won't be here any longer. But I'll be stuck here, thank you very much.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. So now that we shoveled snow, or now that I shoveled snow, what did you want to add?
I wanted to add that they're all worried about Homeland Security. They're not the only big dog on the porch. Everybody thinks that, oh, they're the answer to everything. That they'll take care of us and they'll protect us. They can't do any more than what's allowed by nature and law and whatever. You've got the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, this, and 100 other departments that nobody even knows about and sometimes cares about. And yet they want to be able to invade our lives in a more personal level so that they can control and monitor criminals. That's bull. They just want to control and monitor everybody.
Oh, how could you say that? About our own government. See, there you go. They're listening to what we're saying.
Of course they are. And know that I don't care if they get funded or not. Go find another job like the rest of us have to.
There are no jobs.
That's too bad.
The end of the world is coming.
Well, anyway, that's all I have to say for the day.
Is that it?
Yep, for now.
Oh. Well,
now
thanks,
I have
honey.
To go shovel some snow with you.
I already shoveled my part of the snow.
Your part.
Of the front 10. At least I don't have to shovel the back 40. God. Imagine that. Oh, I suppose I have to get my... I forgot to get them out of the trunk.
What's that?
My... What do you call those things? That I have to put on my boots so I don't fall on my butt?
Oh, yeah. They're in your car.
I know. They're in the trunk. Yeah, I've yet to use them. But I figure if this is... Because you can feel that ice. You know, you could hear it hitting the ground. It's no longer snow. It's like pellets of ice.
It's on the edge of sweet.
No, it's frozen like little minuscule
snowballs.
Yeah, they're frozen ice. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a ticket.
Bye, everybody.